Good afternoon. This is Reverend Annie Chambers, and I'm speaking today, and I'm campaign manager for Ian Slackman, and I'm speaking today as an organizer who has been out here for over 59 years in the struggle. Going back as far as the civil rights movement up until today in the Poor People's Campaign, but also as a person that has been fighting in the welfare rights and one of the first women who helped start welfare rights. And I'm sending this out to my party. I'm a Green, and I understand that there's a debate whether we should have a Black caucus or not. Well, I'm a Black woman, and I've been in the struggle a long time. And for the party to say, you know, to even have this debate, to me, means that that would be a slap in my face. You understand, we are at the point of trying to organize and recruit. And I'm recruiting Black people, young and old, to become Greens and make a change in this country. Because you see, this two-party system is not working. But for us to have the debate whether we should have a Black caucus is another thing that we have to understand. Black people have been pushed to the back and so far down in the struggle that even sometimes we don't realize how far we need to still come and make change. We're building a party for the people. This party is for everybody. And all minorities, all faiths, whatever, race. But Black people needs to make everyone understand what's happening within our communities and our political, what's happening to us politically. No matter what is said, we don't want to be like the Democrats or the Republican Party. And they both do have Black caucuses, by the way. But we want Black people that can speak out and help build and show others what have happened, how we can contribute, how the party can support and contribute and help Black people and build. Right where I live at, there's lots of Black people. I live in public housing. And the party came into public housing, into my development in Douglas Homes. Ian Slackman was the first Green that came up to me and said, I come to help and see what I can do to help build your community. Now, I'm not saying that we always have to support Black candidates because I support the best deal. I say that to people all the time. A dog is a dog. It could be a red dog, Black dog, white dog, whatever kind of dog. They all bite. They hurt you. But I'm saying that we have to be able to show people and show the party, the Green Party, what is needed in our community, what is most important in our community, and why they should work with us politically, and why we should work together as a party. We need a Black caucus. We got to even deal with each other. Because we can all, as black people, sometimes, you know, we ain't talking about class, and don't let me get started on class structure. But the Black Caucus and the Green Party has to stay if they want to recruit young black people and recruit black people. We need a Black Caucus. And I'm all for us having a Black Caucus within the Green Party. And I'm just sorry that this debate had to come up, or this question even, why should we have a Black Caucus? We shouldn't. That question, if the party really wants to organize and have a political party for all people, that question should never come up. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, now bring in more on this topic with a younger person and get his perspective of why we need a Black Caucus within the Green Party. Brandon?
Greetings, everyone. This is Brandon Walker. I am the social media strategist for the Ian Schlachman for President campaign in 2020. And I would like to offer my perspectives along the lines of what we see today in media, and as well as what we see play out in our everyday lives. As we can recall, every day there's a police shooting, every day there's a police brutality incident, every day there is an act of aggression or racial violence towards minorities, and the vulnerabilities exposed between black and brown skins, regardless of where they are on this planet specifically. And being able to highlight that at the epoch of where we're seeing going towards more escalation in foreign countries where there is a dense population of black and brown inhabitants or residents specifically, we cannot avoid or abdicate the responsibility to speak on those issues. And we cannot avoid the contradictions of wanting to build a just party or an alternative to the two-party system while denying the all right or the self-determined right to have a black caucus or governing body inside of those alternate systems that challenge the political duopoly we see in the U.S. And the reason why we have to be strong to this is because the two-party system, the political duopoly of Democrat and Republican Party, have all but yet reduced black folks to being cheerleaders inside of those systems while ignoring their economic, social, and political interests, and also liberation rights to be able to be self-determinant. And repeating those efforts or even duplicating those efforts in any shape or form will be nothing more but replicating the ideas of having mascot inside of a Green Party shouting for a just party of eco-socialism, mm-hmm. peace, justice, and equality, as well as transparency in and outside of the party while not practicing those values and those interests from within. So we would be remiss if we're not mentioning those contradictions and saying that the importance of having a black caucus is being able to highlight those disproportionalities where we talk about water being a threat to the society that we have and being privatized, and how lead levels affect children inside a public school system, and specifically urban and rural populations where dense areas of black folks live. These are issues that connect to poor and working class people, mm-hmm. and also adversely affect black people as well. Even on down to the pollution levels in the atmosphere, where asthma itself mm-hmm. of students attending schools be greatly affected by black students, and as well as the family household altogether. Thus saying that the negative adverse effects of going to a hospital and receiving a bill in pursuit for debt is greater for black patients than any other demographic. And this is not to concentrate the issues just on a lopsided case where everything should be nearsighted on one. It's just to show the polarities on how important it is to be able to heighten the political consciousness inside of a political party that wishes to challenge the establishment politics in the U.S. and abroad. And if we're not able to amplify our voices from within a political incubator or leadership accountability, leadership of accountability, then what we've done is accomplished the mission of the oppressive powers into another form, another face that says one thing and practice another form through its politics and its principles. So with that, having a black caucus is very important to speak to women's rights, human rights, civil rights, economic rights, and also the political disenfranchisement that blacks have faced since the 1960s and after Reconstruction era. We want to reinvent the way that we see ourselves in any political formation and being able to say that regardless of what space we are in, whether it's an independent black led or it isn't black led, we still have rights, but we still have values, and our voice is our currency, and it is our actions collectively that we take to the bank to make sure that our voices is best heard and spent well with the public to be able to mobilize and organize ourselves to a unified front. Right. So my name is Brandon Walker. I am the political strategist on the Ian Schlachman campaign, and I stand in solidarity and fully support a black caucus inside of the Green Party and any alternative to the two-party system that oppresses us all. Thank you.
Okay.